This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin was declaring victory Monday after Ukrainian forces retreated from the city of Lysychansk Sunday, their last stronghold in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province. Ukraine's Luhansk regional governor, Serhiy Hayday, told the Associated Press Monday that Ukrainian forces had retreated from Lysychansk to avoid being surrounded. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv told VOA's Flashpoint program, while the fall of Lysychansk was not good news, Ukrainian officials had prepared the people of Ukraine for that eventuality, as Ukraine did not have the manpower or weapons to hold the city against the Russian onslaught forever. She laid out what Ukrainian officials say they see as happening next.
So now Russian forces would concentrate on Donbas and in particularly Donetsk region. We already can see a very much intensified, very intensified attacks, missile strikes and avia bombardment attacks in Donbas region, such as Kramatorsk, the city of Kramatorsk, Slovyansk, and some smaller ones.
Ukraine's prime minister told European Union and other leaders attending the Ukraine Recovery Conference in Switzerland Monday that his country needs $750 billion for a three-stage recovery plan in the wake of Russia's invasion. Denis Shmigal said there have been over $100 billion of direct damage to Ukrainian infrastructure from Russia's invasion, and he said funds for its recovery should come from the confiscated assets of Russia and Russian oligarchs. He cited estimates that say frozen Russian assets were worth $300 to $500 billion. He said Russian authorities unleashed this bloody war, they caused this massive destruction, and they should be held accountable for it. This is VOA News.